We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Brevard County. Today is October the 28th, 2014. This is the one-year anniversary. It's hard to believe, but it's the one-year anniversary for the Refresh Radio broadcast. And it's been a fast year. It's hard to believe that it's already been that long, but it has. And we pray that it is being a blessing to you. And I was just thinking of this here just a moment ago. What a privilege it is that this radio station broadcasts here in Brevard County. This is a ministry that it reaches and impacts the world, because we have such a large tourism industry that people from other nations come to Brevard County. I was walking back from the gym the other day and encountered some employees from the cruise ship. They were just walking down the street. And so there are people from other countries that are here day after day after day. Some of them are on, you know, 6 month cycles or whatever. And some of them are from nations where they may not be able to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yet the word of God is able to touch them. We had a missionary here a few weeks ago. It was towards the first part of October. And he came to America from a country that atheism was the law of the land, but he had been given a Bible, and he started a job, and he would listen to the radio while he was doing his job, and he started hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it changed his heart, it changed his family, and the gospel just continued and continued and continued to minister to him. And now, after a few decades, God has called him and his wife to go back to the country that they came from as missionaries to take the good news of Jesus Christ, all because of what took place on a radio program. And so we are thankful and privileged to be a part of this great ministry right here on WMIE 91.5 FM and WWBC 1510 AM. So with this being the one-year anniversary, if you would like to celebrate with us and would like to help with a donation or make a donation to the radio station itself, however God leads you to do that, we're just thankful for a year of provision. A year ago, this was not in the budget, and yet God still has us afloat. In fact, we're on pace to have our best year financially that we've ever had. Not that we are operating, and building up our bank account. Everything that comes in, we are putting it right back to use. If you would like to help us, we do have our Thanksgiving outreach that is coming up, where it is our goal to be able to adopt 100 households in low-income areas where we could give them a full Thanksgiving dinner from the turkey right on down to the pumpkin pie. And so we're looking to raise probably in the neighborhood of $2,000 to be able to accomplish that. Some has already come in a small amount, but if you would like to either be a part of our one-year anniversary or to be a part of the Thanksgiving outreach, however you choose to do it, I want to give people the opportunity to be a part in what God is doing. And I let God be a part of the accounting system. You say, why are you still at a church, you know, after 20 some years and it's only running 40 to 60 people? Well, the best way that I can describe that is God is the one who's in charge of the accounting. We have seen through the years people who've come, they've given their heart to Jesus. We've seen entire families come to know Jesus Christ. And right after the last member of the household got saved, then they got transferred out of the area. And they have been a blessing to the church that they have that they've been a part of for years and years and years. They are a vital part of the kingdom of God. And so I look at that and I say, well, praise God. And we support, you know, between 55 and 60 different missionaries, as well as other missions projects. And why do we do that? Because God is in the redemption business. We're not just there providing them with a paycheck. We are equipping them to be light in the darkness. And so that's what we, our goal is to restore spiritual value and relational value in the kingdom of God. And so if you would like to be a part of that, if you'd like to visit us, we'd love to have you. We do have our vintage service on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock in the morning. And so that would be awesome if you could join us there. Today, I want to take you into Matthew chapter 26. And then after I've read those passages, we're going to turn over in the Gospel of Luke. We've been talking for the month of October about this being a month to strengthen the body of Christ, to strengthen one another. And so I'm very thankful that that is the heart of God. But I want you to know it is not strength just for strength's sake. At one point in time, I had served in a very rural area in Texas. And there was some kids that were in the school, and they talked about how some of the players from the high school football team from one of the urban areas, one of the city areas, that they came out to the country, and they were looking at this cowboy, and they were looking to pick a fight with him, and they had all the muscles, and they had all of that stuff that you can get. And you know, if it was just a looks contest, if it was just putting on the shirt and flexing the muscles, then those football players from the urban areas, they would have it would have been a no holds barred thing. That you would have said, oh, they're going to, you know, beat up on that cowboy over there. But you see, that cowboy, he didn't have the looks, but he had the strength, because he put his strength to use every day dealing with cows and bulls and things of that nature. And so he didn't just have looks, but he had practical strength. And that's what our goal is. So needless to say, when those football players encountered that cowboy, he sent them back their own direction, and they didn't mess with the cowboy anymore. And that's my goal. My goal is to equip you and I today with the Word of God to equip us for strength, because we face a very real enemy. Our adversary, the devil, is still looking for people to devour. If we will submit to God and resist the devil, then the devil will flee. So I want you to know that God does not want you to be a victim. He does not want me to be a victim. He wants to equip us for strength. And so today, I want to start by telling you that God wants to strengthen us for the attack. He wants to make us more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. So let's look at Matthew 26. And this is on the night of the Last Supper. And it says, and when they had sung a hymn, this is verse number 30, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Now, if you will turn over to Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31, it says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. And so here in this passage, Jesus, this is what one of the things I love about Jesus is he prepares us in advance for what is getting ready to take place. There is nothing that you are going to experience in this life that is going to catch Jesus off guard, catch him by surprise. He wants to equip you and I for the struggle that is coming our way. You and I, we need to realize that Jesus said, in this world, you are going to have tribulation. You are going to have trials. You are going to have adversity. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so as we're here on this one-year anniversary, I want you to know that this is not just a teaching series. There is a goal to this teaching series, and that is for you and I to be equipped so that when we get into adversity or into the battle, that our faith does not fail. We have several people who have served in years gone by in the military. In our congregation, we have people that, been in the Navy, the Air Force. At one of our vintage services the other day, there were two men. They were sitting on the front row. One of them was in the Air Force. One of them was in the Marines. And there's always a little bit of branch struggles that go on there. And, each branch serves its own part. You know what? They're in the body of Christ. I'm thankful for my heart. I'm thankful for my brain. I'm thankful for my blood vessels. I'm thankful for my fingers and my toes. There's not a body part on me that I'm not thankful for, because each one of them is essential. And so just as a way of concluding that, I just want to tell you, if you served in the military, we salute you and we thank you for you and your family for your sacrifice for our country. But every branch of the military has you go through boot camp. It is not a trip to a resort. It is not a trip to, on a vacation or to a fitness club. It is a journey in which they equip you for the worst that you could possibly face. And I've got a friend of mine who's got multiple children serving in different branches, and they sent a message out one time, and one of the children was in boot camp. Great young person, just a wonderful family, godly family, loves Jesus, answered the call of God to their on their lives, and just phenomenal. And so the first time that this young adult called home in boot camp, they said, I just don't understand why everybody is yelling at me all the time. And it wasn't because that person was doing anything wrong or anything. They were just training people for the battles, the life-threatening conditions that they and their fellow military members may experience. And folks, I want you to know that that is the purpose of the church. We are coming rapidly to a time where we need to realize that the church is not a social club. It is spiritual boot camp. It is preparing for a very real enemy. You need to look at Ephesians chapter 6. You need to know about the helmet of salvation. You need to appreciate the breastplate of righteousness. You need to really appreciate the belt of truth and the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy, because the enemy uses very live ammunition. It is it is very real that his intent is to take you out of your faith. That's what Jesus told Simon here. Simon began to declare things. When Jesus said that there were things that were coming on and everybody was going to be made to stumble, then Peter says, Lord, even if everybody else stumbles because of you, I will never be made to stumble. We need to realize that our strength does not come, it doesn't even come from our mind. It doesn't come from anything that we have in us. We need to realize that our strength is ours because of our relationship with the Almighty God. I cannot stand on my own merits. I cannot stand in my own fortitude. I need to bind myself in covenant with Jesus Christ, and he will equip me for the task. He will equip me for the attack. He is going to prepare me. He's going to prepare you to be victorious. So if I can encourage you to let's mature in our walk with God and realize that when we go to church, when we attend our services, when we go into our prayer closet, that it is preparation for spiritual warfare. When you go into your prayer closet, it is not just a time where you can say, God, gimme, 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 gimme. But instead, it is say, okay, God, you are the commander in chief. You are the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts. What do you have to speak to me? What would you have to equip me with today? And so Peter originally stood up in his own arrogance and he said, God, even if everybody else stumbles, I'm not going to stumble. I'll just tell you today that you are not listening to the voice of a perfect man. I can't tell you the number of times over the past few weeks that in my mind I was saying one thing, but a different word came out of my mouth. One of the most recent ones was a week ago. My family was sitting around talking. We were talking about this actor's voice, and I don't know what his name is with 100% accuracy. But in my mind, I said that's the voice of Smokey Bear. But what came out of my mouth was that's the voice of Yogi Bear, not Smokey the Bear. And so two different voices entirely. Hey, boo boo. That's not the voice. The only you can prevent forest fires. That was the person that I meant to come out. There are so many times that we think that we're going to be able to stand in our own strength, and God doesn't want us to get to that place. He wants us to know that we are dependent upon his strength. And so when you look at Luke chapter 22's account of this, the Lord says to Simon at that point in time, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. And I want you to know that if you are going to do something great for the kingdom of God, that Satan wants to take you out before God uses you to accomplish that. And so what happens with the sifting of wheat, it is where that which is precious is separated from that which has no value. The wheat is separated from the chaff or the outer shell. It separates that which is nutritious from that which is not nutritious. It's a refining process. It's a preparation process that wheat is getting ready to be able to be used for something. And so there may be storms that come in your life. I was driving down the road the other day, and I saw this tree branch stuck inside the signpost of a stop sign. And I looked at it and said, wow, that's a really weird place. And I looked at it and said, you know what? That tree branch had to be put there. There is no way that a wind could do that. Now, that wind, there may have been a wind that separated that tree branch from the tree, but it didn't get to where it was on accident. There may be some storms that come in your life, And it, what they will do is that storm will separate that which is lifeless and dead from that which is still priceless in the kingdom of God. He is just preparing us to be utilized. And Jesus said to Simon, hey, Satan's desired to sift you as wheat. He's asked for permission to do this. And so here's what Jesus said, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. I want to remind you today on you know, our goal is to refresh you, to remind you of things, and that is that Jesus is interceding at the Father's right hand for you, that the Holy Spirit is interceding for you in accordance with the will of the Father. And so I want you to know right now that this is not just an act he did for Peter, but this is something that he does for me and he does for you right now, that he is interceding, he is praying for you. And he is praying for this: God, do not let their faith fail. The faith that God has given to every person that has breath, there's been given to all a measure of faith. What are we going to do with that? And I want you to know, the faith that you have been given, it's not defective. The faith that you have been given, there is not a flaw in the manufacturing process. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so as you're listening to this broadcast today, I pray that even if you are in the midst of separating the wheat and the chaff, if you're in the midst of the storm of your life right now, that your faith would not fail, but instead that there would be hearing that would take place. The word of God would become alive in your heart, and there would be something that would be activated in your life, and you would say, praise God, this storm is not going to last forever. The worst storm that ever came upon planet Earth was when God sent the flood that the only people that survived were the people in Noah's Ark, Noah and his sons' families. But even then, that storm did not last forever. It had a lifespan. It had an end date. And it was only a matter of time before dry land appeared. And so if you are going through the storm of your life right now, I pray that you would understand that the storm is not going to last forever, that instead that you can have faith. Do not allow your faith to fail. Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Some of you right now have family members, and their faith is under attack. They're not where they should be. Some may be listening to this broadcast, and you were active in the church, you were active in the ministry, and something happened, and now you are detached. But I want you to know that God is still inviting you to come back home. He is saying, come back. I still have purpose for you. I have value. I think it was on yesterday's broadcast. It might have been one from last week. I'm not sure at this point in time. But I talked about going to your pastor and saying, Pastor, is there any place that I could serve? I want to tell you about my experience with that. And that was when I was a teenager in my church. They were looking for volunteers to teach Sunday school. They put it in the bulletin. They made the announcements. Hey, we need people. It was a growing church. It had started with 37 people. My pastor was there for 19 years. And when he left, it was running 1,200. Back in the 70s, that was a huge church. It was really growing. And, it wasn't quite to the 1,200 level when I was volunteering, but I went to the pastor whom I love dearly, and I said, Pastor, I would love to teach a Sunday school class. God called me into the ministry, and I would love to teach a Sunday school class. And you know what? The pastor said, well, thank you very much, and the pastor didn't speak to me for 3 months. And it kind of got to the point where I forgot about it, but I had made myself available. And after 3 months, I got the invitation to teach 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys Sunday school class. You say, well, why didn't the pastor talk to you? You see, there are some people in modern times that they would say, well, you know, I made the offer, and then the pastor got upset, or, you know, the pastor didn't talk to me, the pastor ignored me for 3 months. And you know what God told me? He said, the pastor was just watching. He was just observing, because he wanted to make sure that those precious 4th, 5th, and 6th grade boys, that they weren't going to be put into the wrong hands. And so some of you right now, you may have been separated from the body of Christ, but God is calling you back, and it says there's a return date. There's a return date. God is going to cause people to return. If you've got a prodigal in your family, God is going to compel them to return. And Jesus' last words, it says, and when you have returned to me, do not just return. Peter, I'm not asking you just to come and be a part of the club. But he says, when you come back, strengthen your brethren. And that's what I want you to see, that when you and I are going through an attack, that there is something that is going to happen. There, your faith is going to grow stronger. Your understanding of what God can forgive people for is greater now than it was ever been before. Your understanding of what God can heal is greater than you've ever been before. Use what God has taught you to impart strength to your brethren. The body of Christ needs to be a mutual strengthening society. It just doesn't need to be a mutual admiration society. We do need to admire one another. We need to appreciate one another, but we need to be workout buddies. You know, when you go to the gym, if you're working with free weights, they don't want you exercising by yourself, because they want one person to be able to rescue you if you find yourself under attack. I want you to know that the body of Christ, the God of all comfort, who comforts you and comforts me in whatever afflictions we are going through, he is imparting strength to us that we may also be a messenger of comfort. My goal is 2014, that in this fall and winter season, that you are going to be used by God, not only to be strengthened yourself, but he's going to use you to strengthen someone else as well. Father, I just want to thank you today. As we celebrate 1 year on the air today, I pray that somebody listening to this message would know that the storm they're going through, it's not going to last forever. And God, that they would just raise the shield of faith today, that it would quench the attacks of the enemy. God, I pray that those who are under attack, Lord, that they would not be standing in their own strength, but in the strength of Almighty God. And Lord, today, I pray that each one that is listening would use what they've heard to bring strength to somebody else, in Jesus' name. If you appreciate the radio broadcast, why don't you tell somebody that you know about it? Maybe it would bring strength to their life. Until then, we will see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.